I am Phil Nee with sports. American Legion baseball tournament results from Monday. In the early games, it was Gays Mills over Campbell Sports, 6-2 at St. Ferial Park in Prairie du Chien. Westby Coon Valley was a victor, 6-5 over Horicon, and Little Chute beat Stratford, 6-4. In last night's semifinal games, Westby Coon Valley 9-1 over Stratford, and Little Chute ended the run for Gays Mills with a 5-1 victory. So the championship will be played today at noon between Little Chute and Westby Coon Valley in the American Legion Baseball 19U State Tournament, which continues at Prairie du Chien later today. Also in sports, the 2026 Church League softball tournament began on Monday night. The top four teams play in the A division and the remaining seven in the B division. The B division began the tourney as St. Mary's opened with a 13-10 win over Church of the Nazarene. Ryan Babel went 3-for-4, including a double. Nicholas Perna was 3-for-3. Free Methodist downed Richland Baptist Temple 3-22-1. Joe Hassel hit for the cycle, and Braden Burns and Jeremiah Hassel were each 6-for-6 in the win. And the Knights of Columbus top Grace Community 19-9. Avery Kepler led the offense with 3 hits, including a home run. Boscobel Assembly of God had a first-round bye. Games continue today. In East Division, that is the East Diamond A Division, at 7 o'clock, the Mission will play Richland Baptist Temple 1. 5 points will umpire. At 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 plays 5 points Lutheran, with Baptist Temple 1 umpiring. On the West Diamond B Division, 7 o'clock, Boscobel Assembly of God plays St. Mary's. Free Methodist will umpire. And at 8:15, Knights of Columbus will play Free Methodist, and Boscobel will umpire in tonight's Church League Tournament softball. It was another exciting night of tournament softball as the championship picture was finalized in the Bear Valley softball action. Played earlier, the evening opened with a winner's bracket showdown between number 2 Clary Memorial Funeral Home and number 3 Bear Vale Farms, with Clary escaping with a 6-5 victory to continue in the winner's bracket. Bear Vale jumped to a 3-0 first inning lead, but Clary battled back behind a 2-run first inning triple by Lexi McCauley, a perfect 3-for-3 night from Austin Clary, and 2 runs scored by Caleb Olson. Bear Vale was led by Derek Wiley, who scored twice, and Macy Schluter, who drove in an RBI. In the loser's bracket, number 5 Parents Accidents kept their season alive with a 6-1 upset over number 3 Bear Vale Farms, ending Bear Vale's tournament run. Chase Gilbertson led the way with a home run, a triple, and 2 RBIs, while Bear Vale's lone run came when Jeremy Neef scored on an RBI by Cody Povelmacher. The night wrapped up with number 1 seed Wallace Electric defeating number 2 Clary Memorial Funeral Home 12-6 to punch a ticket to the championship night. Warwick Wolf starred for Wallace with 2 2-run home runs and 4 runs scored, while Clary was led by Marcus McCauley, who scored twice on RBIs from Austin Clary. Clary will get one more chance to reach the championship through the elimination final game. Looking ahead, championship night is set for this Thursday night, August 6th. The action begins at 6:30 with the number 6 seed Red Hot Free Agents, who have battled all the way from the bottom of the bracket, taking on number 5 Parents Accidents, fresh off last week's upset that eliminated Bear Vale Farms. The winner advances to the third place game at 7:30, with a championship game to follow at 8:30. Your last chance to come out and enjoy a great night of softball, cheer on your favorite teams, spend some time with friends and family, and grab great food. And that's coming up again, the championship night for the Bear Valley Co-Ed Tournament. That is this weekend. For the 6th time in 7 meetings, the Pittsburgh Pirates have defeated the Brewers. Monday night's score was 4-3. A bases-clearing double in the 3rd inning helped the Buccos jump out to a 4-run edge. Milwaukee was held to 6 singles, 3 by infielder Joey Ortiz. Brandon Sproat took his 7th loss of the season. The Brewers try to even the series tonight behind Logan Henderson. The Cubs gained ground with a 10-5 win over the Dodgers. Arizona 5-1 over San Diego. Philadelphia 6-3 over Washington. In the American League, Toronto 3, Houston 1. Interleague, St. Louis 13-7 over the Yankees. San Francisco 5, Texas 1. Tampa Bay 13-9 over Colorado. It was a trade deadline that saw a few teams swinging deals. The Brewers did get a couple of pitchers to help bolster the pitching staff, but they did lose out on the chance to get Tarek Skubal, as he is going to the Dodgers. Manager Pat Murphy was asked about that yesterday.
Yeah, the initial reaction that it was kind of like us against the Dodgers for Skubal. I don't believe that for 1 minute. I know we went after trying to get that player. I don't know exactly the details of it all. But I know this, it isn't as simple as, that's a better package. It's not as simple as that. There's a lot more layers to it. And to say that the Brewers didn't try is simply incorrect.
President of Baseball Operations Matt Arnold talked about a lot of trade talk out there.
We were in on a lot of things. I think we did what we can to help the team. And, you know, when you're in on a lot of stuff, there's certainly some things that where you come up short and you just got to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and try to do what you can to get the next thing. And ultimately, I think we were able to accomplish a lot over the last 48 hours to get some stuff done to really help the team.
The Brewers had their sights on Tarek Skubal, but wound up settling for a regular starter, veteran starter Dustin May, who will bolster the staff, acquired from the Cardinals shortly before the deadline. They also got left-handed reliever Jojo Romero in the deal. In exchange, the Brewers sent minor league outfielders Alexander Frias and Josiah Ragsdale to the Cardinals. The National League Central leaders bolstered their bullpen further by obtaining reliever Antonio Sensatella from the Rockies for two minor leaguers. Rookie kicker Trey Smack is getting off to a poor start in Packers training camp. The team started working on its kicking game Sunday, and Smack was good on only 3 of 5 attempts. Then he went 5 of 8 on Monday. At the same time, offensive lineman Zach Tom announced he's changing his surname to Bako Bewul, honoring his Nigerian roots by adopting the surname of his grandparents. USA Today says that Zach Tom had been contemplating that change for several years. Matt LaFleur talked yesterday about the first practice in pads.
This is our first opportunity to come together in pads and just went over the rules of engagement in terms of how we thud and what that looks like.
Matt LaFleur at Packer Camp. Most predictions place Badger football in the lower half of the Big Ten Conference standings. Oddsmakers project Wisconsin's win total at 6.5. CBS sports analyst Tom Fornelli is more optimistic. He says Coach Luke Fickell's defense was excellent last year, but injuries decimated the offense. Fornelli calls the Badgers a dark horse competitor in the Big Ten. He points to a much improved rushing attack and a better schedule. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.